Good morning. Some of you may have seen me before at the 8 o'clock service, but Art and the Dean have allowed me to come to big church today. And it's great to be here amongst you. It's also great because 16 years ago this next Saturday, my wife and I knelt at that altar and became husband and wife. So this place, needless to say, means a great deal to both of us. I have a twin brother. His name is Jim. Jim and I grew up dressing alike. My mother insisted on it from early childhood, as long as she felt that she had any control over us, which was longer than, as I look back, than I realized at the time. But we always dressed alike, and it didn't typically bother me because of the fact that we went to a parochial school and we wore a uniform, went to a high school, a Jesuit high school, and wore a uniform. But one day, it was a little chilly outside, and my brother wanted to wear a blue sweater. I remember it like it was yesterday. And I was just as insistent not to wear that blue sweater that day. My parents sided with my brother, and I was not a happy camper. I didn't want to pack it. I didn't want to have anything to do with that sweater, but I did. I put that sweater in my hand and threw it in the back seat of the car and got into the driver's seat and revved up that 1955 Buick turquoise and pressed on the gas, and the front bumper of that car hit the garage door, and I left it there that day. Got to school, and I got my way then. That tradition was going to break one way or the other. But it didn't break until we were freshmen in college. And Mother and Dad got to Austin early, and they saw us walking down the street side by side, dressed differently. My mother cried. We were rushing home so we could dress alike to not disappoint her. But a tradition of dressing alike ended that day. I can talk about my own life, but I can also talk about the life of the Episcopal Church. We had a 1928 prayer book, and in 1979, we had a new prayer book. The church wrote to the people of the Episcopal Church, "We apologize to those offended or alienated during this time of liturgical transitions. Traditions are tough to overcome." Jesus said in our gospel appointed for today, "You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Human tradition. Like in our gospel where the Pharisees said, "You must wash your hands, cleanse yourself before you eat." You remember that some did not eat meat on Friday? That some did not wear white after Labor Day? Traditions change. Traditions change. There was a rabbi in the first century that was in prison, and he was given just enough water to sustain him. And he said he would rather die than not wash his hands before he would eat. But we do not have to travel all the way back to that first century, or even to the early centuries as I was growing up. We can look at this country as we have been over the years, and we look at slavery, where this country chose to look at the economic value of having slavery rather than loving one another as ourselves. Women today do not share the same income in the workplace, and we choose to allow that to happen where we do not respect the dignity of every human being. The LGBT community has suffered under fear and anger rather than our embracing and understanding that God loves us all. I could go on and on. Yet all too often we take the easy way out and tradition wins out instead of looking at God's commandment of love, loving our neighbor as ourselves. And instead, we choose the easy way and do it like we've always done it. We've heard that before. It's always been done this way. The difference in our gospel, it's shown in our gospel with the Pharisees and Jesus, is that the Pharisees looked at external activities and Jesus looked at the heart. The Pharisees looked at fulfillment of the law while Jesus looked at love and commitment. What about us? What about us today as we live out this September the 2nd, 2018? Does Jesus' commandment to love one another win the day for us? Or are we bound to tradition? Are we able to think out of the box as how much I can love you and love you? Or do I draw a line in the sand and say I will love and put some limitation on that love? When my son got married at the rehearsal dinner, one of his groomsmen stood up and talked about love. And it was from a groomsman I'd never expected would say, be saying this. And he said something that night that I continue to carry with me today. And it is, I have a sticker in my prayer book, in the front cover of my prayer book that says, as he said, let the more loving one be me. In our relationships, let the more loving one be me. As your child grows up and is a teenager, remember that. Let the more loving one be me. That may not be easy sometimes. We live in confusing times. Those being baptized today will grow up in a confusing time, and probably a more confusing time than the world in which we live today. I'd like you to think about, if you could give each one of these young children some advice, what would it be? If you could write down on a piece of paper and we would collect those pieces of paper and give them to these families today, what would you write on that sheet of paper? Instead of asking you to do that, let me summarize what I think probably most of us would write on those sheets of paper. Love one another. Look at our similarities rather than our differences. Give to the other some slack. Communicate your thoughts. Examine your own life. Look inside of yourself. Enhance your core values. Respect yourself and respect others. Be flexible. Love your God. Say you're sorry. And through all of this, love always. I would like you to think about what would you say, what advice would you give these children today, advice that they would live with or maybe put away in their memory box to open at some time in their future. What would your advice be? As you give Benjamin, Beckett, Henry, and Emma that advice, I would like you to do one more thing, is turn that advice over on yourself. I ask that when you get home today, and when I get home today, that I look at myself in the mirror and repeat that advice that I give to these four children. Repeat that advice and let that be my advice to myself this day. Not advice to your spouse. Not advice to someone else that you think needs it. But advice to yourself. And add to that, love. Love some more. And let the more loving one be me. Can you imagine if in these four children's lives and in all of our lives today, if we would live out that advice, what a wonderful place this would be. Amen.